This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
My brave staffers and I saw those weapons of hate up close this week. But I know everyone in this room and so many others will always choose love, compassion, and honest communication to make our world a better place.
All right, that's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And, of course, they're still on the hunt for the person or persons who sent those pipe bombs. They're saying up to 10. Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. And right off the bat, we go to the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Bob, what's the latest? What's the FBI saying?
Well, hi, Kate. What they're saying is that there's a belief that the bombs were mailed from Florida for some reason. They're focusing in on that. Number two, I think you and I discussed this a little bit earlier this week. It seems that, you know, the same person and or group, which whoever is behind this, has sent these. Now, we could have copycats that would start to come out this week. That happens, you know, with high publicity cases. But the ones so far, I think, tend to be the same person or group.
Yeah, and I think my feeling is with the kind of forensics that the FBI has and the access they have, they're going to find out who mailed these bombs. Do you think?
Oh, I'm with you on that. I think they're going to find out. You know, it's like when the anthrax came to the Capitol, it was weaponized, it was high grade, tougher to find out to this day, you know, who sent that, for example. If it's more crude, which these bombs are deemed crude to be made, then most likely somebody's more apt to make a mistake than, you know, somebody that's got a high-tech bomb and, you know, has a lot of sophistication to themselves to be able to hide who they are.
Yeah. Oh, in the meantime, we go to the caravan. That's the other thing that people are talking about. And the White House is thinking about executive actions to take that to block the caravan, because it's definite that the president doesn't want this to happen and that National Guardsmen would be on their way.
Right. Now, there has been action taken in the past historically. There was an agent killed years back. They blocked the border, San Diego, for example, where people, you know, come across. And then, you know, one or two other, George Bush did. So the president right now, I think, is going to send about 800-some troops to be federal. The states can send the National Guard, but only when they decide they want to, you know. So the president will have to use regular military. And he's going to do the executive order. We don't completely know what's in it because he said he's not going to reveal his plans, you know, ahead of time. It's kind of interesting. You know, we have a lack of immigration reform and laws. So the president's actually, he has to make an executive order to do this, which is, you know, kind of interesting that he's got to do that, you know, to protect the border. He's going to be very aggressive on this. And, of course, this is going to, let's face it, besides the human policy to this, Kate, it's going to affect the midterm elections. And I would say there's going to be a lot of candidates on a hot seat. You know, are they going to say, no, no, we need to have open borders? If they're in a tough district and they're on the Democratic side, I mean, I see an upside to this politically for the Republicans, depending on how it's handled. People can, it'll be sympathetic to immigration, but when you're talking about 7,000, 10,000 people, maybe more would come after that. It's going to put a whole different perspective on this.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Speaking of perspective, when we look at what happened with Khashoggi and the Saudis now agree with the Turkish claim that the murder was premeditated, so they're saying, yeah, it's premeditated. Wow, that's a bombshell. I don't know if people realize that. Where do you go from there?
Yes, this is version three, you know. know, the first one was they don't know he wasn't, he left, and then of course then you had version two, there was a fist fight. Now it's version three, it was premeditated. Let me tell you version four, because I lived in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia in Jeddah, 1983, and as a congressman, you know, followed the issues wow. with Saudi Arabia. Version four is going to be three or four of the 15 plead guilty. They confess, most likely beheaded, and the Saudis will try to say that's it, you know, and they will, of course, say there was no involvement by the royal family. But, you know, you tell me that 15 top people of the kingdom left there, just decided at lunch to go over and cut Jamal Khashoggi to pieces on their own, and, you know, I've got a bridge to sell anybody that wants to think that they did it on their own. But I think that's how the Saudis are going to try to handle it.
And so then how does Donald Trump handle it? What does the president do?
Well, this is the question, Kate. You've asked the big question because, number one, he has a son-in-law who has been deemed to be too close to the crown prince, who they call MBS, and the president has some businesses there. He has to be careful, you know, separating duties from personal business there. He's been criticized for that. He took a soft approach. Now he's taking a tough approach, and Bernie Sanders is sensing this, and the polling, by the way, people think the president is too soft, and so Bernie Sanders went after him pretty heavy on being too soft, which might be Bernie's entry to the next election, I don't know. But the president's got to walk a fine line, but, you know, you're right. But the president has to be careful because this thing is not done yet, and it, you know, the Saudis have lied, and they may continue to, and you're going to have people like Lindsey Graham and other Republicans saying, no, no, it's not enough. The crown prince goes, or we want sanctions.
Yeah, that is a huge, huge story. No question about that. Man. Yeah. And what was it like when you lived there? I mean, you were there at a crazy time in the 80s.
Yeah, in 1983, I was American manager of a company. It's a business kingdom. You're okay unless you want to decide to say something about the royal family, then you're not okay. No freedom, no religious freedom, you know, period. Women, of course, are kept down. They still are. And then the foreign population, I saw some people beaten by other Saudis literally in the street when they were displeased with them. Royal family runs the place. I have Saudi friends, good people, but royal family is strong-handed. They were then. I think they're worse now under this crown prince. But it's a business kingdom. They care about money, and this crown prince's activities can hurt the kingdom. That's when the royal family will maybe make him step aside.
All right, follow the money. I like it. Bob Ney, as always, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks. So you heard what Bob had to say, and this is the thing to keep an eye on. What does happen there? Does the kingdom separate from the crown prince? Because it's money all the way around when you look at this. All the way around. Somebody asked me a very interesting question today, and it was a simple one. If you saw a suspicious package, would you even know it? In other words, you see a package, how do you know if it looks suspicious or not? And the answer is, of course, I'm not trained to know if something has it's a bomb or whatever. But it is scary when you think about who's handling mail. And the U.S. Postal Service says that they handle 150 pieces of mail a year. They inspect how many, over 2,200 that are suspicious items, and about 20 pieces result in some kind of criminal investigation. So what does that say? They're saying, look, there are red flags. It's wrapped in a string, don't open it. No postage, don't open it. Foreign writing, postage, or return address, don't open it. Ticking, well, that'd be a good sign. Vibrating, that'd be a good sign. Some other kind of strange sound, that would be a good sign. Stains, powders, leaks, protruding materials. Ah! And we're just about to enter the holiday season. We're talking about drugs next.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever Mahalo makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
We've given the plans that serve more than 45 million seniors on Medicare Part D and 20 million seniors on Medicare Advantage new tools to negotiate lower prices.
All right, so that's the Prez, of course, talking about drug prices. It is the bane of so many of our existences, isn't it? It really is, because people constantly complain about drug prices, and I get it. And the reason they complain about drug prices is because, depending on what kind of insurance you have and where you're at, it can be outrageous, especially if something unforeseen, you're healthy, and then something brutal happens, and you have these outrageous drugs that you have to get, that the doctor tells you you have to get, and you can't afford them. So affordable drug prices, that's good. I remember when people used to scuttle over to Canada to get cheaper drugs because it was so much better. You know, so that was the thing. It was better prices. It was better to get them, that kind of deal. So anything and any movement toward really clamping down on the craziness of the prices, to me, is good. And when he's talking about Medicaid, he's talking about the system and how you can use that, it totally makes sense to me. All right, Lieutenant Jack Clark is on the line with us. He's familiar to so many of you here that are longtime listeners of America Tonight, which is celebrating 10 years this year. So let's go to the lieutenant. Lieutenant Jack, wow, congratulations.
Thank you, Kate. It's been a wonderful experience, but the Civil Air Patrol, which is part of the U.S. Air Force, has to be one of the biggest, best-kept secrets.
Yes, so tell us. Well, so tell us about it. Tell us, first of all, tell everybody what happened to you. Boy, I wish I could have been there. I bet it was incredibly. There's a ceremony. You even posted it on Facebook. I saw it.
Yeah, tonight I was promoted to second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force Auxiliary Civil Air Patrol. Now, the Air Patrol, has been around. It was formed by congressional order just 1 week before the attacks on Pearl Harbor. And it has been a purely unpaid volunteer arm of, first of all, the Army Air Corps and now the U.S. Air Force that has been helping in three main fields. Our three missions are emergency services, where we do probably 90% of the search, aerial searches and ground searches for electronic locator beacons within the United States. We've currently got mission sorties that are flying in all the flooded areas because of all the hurricanes. I've done photographic missions like that. My first operational mission was that of an aerial photographer with the T-38 crash out at Shepherd Air Force Base in Wichita Falls, which is 20 miles away from where I live here in the U.S. And, you know, and we do a lot of that. We have a cadet corps.
Wow.
I have got some of the best cadets, which, you know, I'm as a senior member and officer, you know, we mentor these young leaders. I've got such great cadets who are growing up to be such great youth leaders amongst their peers, and have got great aspirations. And those that go into the military, after they've done a certain number of years in the Air Patrol, will actually go into the military at the E3 level, so that then they're not going in as a, you know, a raw nugget, as it were, you know, because they have that training in the background. A lot of colleges, they see Civil Air Patrol on their resume and their application, and they get into colleges really easily. And we also do a lot of aerospace education, not just with our cadets and senior members, but for the general public as well. We'll go out to schools and help them run model rocketry programs or teach them the dynamics of flight.
What's that like for you? That's so cool that you've done this.
Well, when I first started living in the United States, I got involved with volunteer level law enforcement in Colorado, with the Colorado Mounted Rangers, and I was looking for a way to help serve my community in a volunteer level. I'm 51 now. I'm too old to join the regular military, and quite frankly, I don't think my body can take it. But you know, I wanted to get involved in volunteer level law enforcement again. But in Texas, because of the slight differences in the law, all levels of law enforcement here in Texas require a certain level of college education in certain law enforcement and policing based subjects. So that avenue in the short term was closed. I was at a gun show and came across the Civil Air Patrol there, and it just spoke to me, and I've been involved with it now for about a year.
Wow. And I love that you're so passionate about it, and you're right. People don't realize what a hidden gem it is. I mean, it can be, especially if there's any kind of a crisis.
Yeah. It's a great way for anyone to get involved with the community. And it's not just, the good thing is, it's not just for kids. While it is the cadet program is fantastic for kids. I mean, we have a lot of, we've got three active Air Force pilots that are also officers. They're stationed out at Shepherd that are involved in the program. We've got retired military. We've got civilian pilots. I recently qualified as air crew. I'm actually seriously considering getting my pilot's license back again to take more of an active role. I won't fly a lot of operational missions, but flying the cadets for their orientation flight. One of my cadets,
cool,
who's 14, during the summer break, learned to fly a glider. He did his first steps in getting his gliding pilot's license.
Wow.
We've had cadets, one of our cadets got accepted into the Air Force Academy this year. Which is, you know, not no mean feat by any imagination. Getting picked to you know,
no, it's tough.
To go to the Air Force Academy. And what I was surprised in the few fundraisers that we've done to raise, you know, our operational missions are either paid for by FEMA or the Air Force or other government departments, but we do a lot of fundraising for things like Wreaths Across America. On the 15th of December, the cadets will go out to the military cemeteries around the country, and they will give a moment's silence over each grave, salute the grave, and lay a wreath. And so they're raising money for that. Mm. They're raising money so that they can go off to flight school. Once you're 16, you can actually go from, you know, at 14, you can learn to fly a glider. At 16, you can start flying a powered aircraft. You know, the
wow.
Civil Air Patrol is the largest number of single engine aircraft on the planet, mostly Cessna 172s and 182s. And you
wow.
know, we use these because they're much cheaper to use than the jets. I mean, jets are too fast to over the target to hone in on somebody's emergency locator beacon. If a plane goes down, you know, they trigger those beacons. And a jet, even some of the turboprop planes, like the T-6 trainer that the Air Force uses, they are just way too fast to hone in on that. And if it goes off, we get scrambled. We'll get into the air, and then we'll radio down to a ground team and bring them in on the target. As I said, at the moment, we've got photographic missions going on for FEMA over in the Carolinas. And, you know, I've been put on alert numerous times over the last 6 months for the strange weather we've been having here in Texas. We also do missions for the DEA.
Yeah, no kidding.
So,
wow.
It's a wonderful thing.
Wow. Fascinating.
Look
fascinating.
Up the Civil
I'm
Air
so
Patrol.
Glad you called in. We are so proud of you. I am so glad you called in. Don't be a stranger, Lieutenant Jack Clark. Congratulations. How cool. I mean, if you didn't realize some of what was going on, Jack really filled us in without a doubt. Coming up on the flip side, your thoughts. Yeah, we're going to the mailbag next on
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is breaking news at this hour. CNN reporting the feds believe a few of the packages sent to 10 Democrats went through a mail facility near Miami, Florida. The FBI warning more devices may be out there, and the hunt for a suspect or suspects intensifies.
We are investigating all of this with great precision. I can say with certainty we will identify and arrest a person or people responsible for these acts.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill on the potentially dangerous pipe bomb devices. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro. A total of 10 pipe bombs turning up so far. O'Neill at a news conference in New York City.
Law enforcement professionals do not care about the politics behind these acts. What we do care about is keeping the public we serve safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have mail, mistress.
I love it. It's great when we get mail because why so many of you crush it when it comes to the mail? That's where you let it flow. And I got some calls about people trying to figure out, where can I send you an email? It's easy. KateDelaneyRadio.com. I've explained this before. We used to have AmericaTonight.net, but it was so weak, the .net, and people were getting confused and going to .com. They scrapped it all and just said, one place, one portal, find me there, KateDelaneyRadio.com. If you click on contact and then you just put your name, send the email, you know, and let it flow. Tell me what you're thinking. And plenty of you have found it because I've gotten so much email. It didn't take long for that to happen in the past 6 months. So let's take the first one. Let's go to Rose, who says, Kate, I always think it's funny when people say long-time listener, first-time caller. Well, I'm a first-time emailer. Wow, with these things, with the packages, are these people idiots? If it's supposed to be some kind of a prank or trying to make a point, that is a stupid thing to do because if they're caught, you said it, they're gone for life. And I don't know, what is the, you know, what is the whole thing about sending these bombs? And the illogical people that were chosen other than, yes, you could say they're Democrats or they're on the left, but there wasn't a lot of commonality between all of them, only a handful of them. And it just makes no sense to me whatsoever. And I do agree with you. The thing is, if somebody innocent gets hurt, anybody gets hurt, it goes off. It's just the insanity of the whole thing. There's always something going on in this country. I love it when you say the buzz in your backyard and mine, because I think a lot of it is the same. So thank you for that. You know, yeah, and you look at the crude way it was put together. That's the strangest thing. But a lot of the packages went through a postal facility, they say, in Opa-locka, Florida. So they're narrowing, I think, the potential maybe suspects or areas that it came from, helps them there. Their agents are all over this, lots of them. If that person is anywhere within striking distance where they can find them, I think they're going to find them. I mean, you know, these pipe bomb packages, they have a certain similarity, all of them. And also on the list, Robert De Niro was on the list. And it seems like that list keeps growing. It is scary. It is. It is scary. So up to 10 different packages. But you know what? What's really weird is why, and this is the first thing I thought, how they're handled through the postal system. They get jostled, moved around, and no explosions. Experts say they have a lack of a triggering mechanism, so maybe they were never meant to be exploded. Maybe it was just like a fear thing, and to see the response and make the point, I don't know. But what the law enforcement people that have handled it are saying, so meaning like some of the feds, the FBI dudes, they're saying that pyrotechnic powder is one reason that they could be potentially destructive. But then I say what I said before, it gets moved around when it's going through the postal system. Bottom line is this, it's no joke when you do that. Let me tell you, you know the jokes that people make going through TSA? Since I travel a lot, and it seems like it's all in a row when I travel, and all of you know that because you send me notes, you hear me on the air, you heard me when I was in Vegas and got stuck. In Vegas especially, they had so many videos running well before you even got anywhere near the TSA saying, if you, like even famous people, comedians, whatever, if you think it's a joke, then you better go try it out somewhere down the strip because you're going to get stopped. And that was like that in L.A., too. They were warning that funny jokes about I have a bomb or why are you hassling me or whatever, depending on what you say, could lead to you being really pulled and analyzed and out of the line because, you know, there's just that many possibilities, I suppose. Although, do we feel safer? And that's what came up here with Duncan, who says, Kate, really, honestly, with these whole bombs and everything else, are we safe anywhere? We're not. We're not safe anywhere, whether we're famous, whether we're left, whether we're right, whether we're this target this week or target next week. We all know it. I mean, it's such a joke when you talk about TSA. It's such a joke half the time when you're talking about places that are guarded because you cannot 100% seal off an area, seal off people, and separate them, can you? Yeah, no. That's the answer. I mean, what can I say? You do the best you can. We've had so many, in the 10 years that I've done this, we've had so many security, great security people on to talk about that. And the commonality, the one thing is to be just aware of your surroundings. Okay, where, if I had to get out of here, where am I running? If I have my family, my friends, or whatever, where are we going? If it's in some big crowd. And just being more aware of your surroundings. All right, how about this? This one is from Rick. Kate, Khashoggi's son is in the U.S., coming back to the U.S. I think it's terrible what's happened here. And now you have the Saudis admitting that it was premeditated. It's just ridiculous. It's one lie, then a correction, then another lie. I mean, what are they doing? Is the crown prince sitting there and they're throwing up ideas of what they think, you know, floating it up, what will work this day. I mean, come on, give me a break. So, do you think the crown prince goes down? No, I don't think the crown prince goes down unless there's pressure. I think, you know, the crown prince and his father even were shaking hands with the younger Khashoggi at a conference in Riyadh, and you know, they're trying to put a certain spin on all of what's happened here, but it's not good. I mean, they hacked him to pieces like a crazy mob hit. However they killed him, they killed him. But it was a brutal, premeditated. Of course it was premeditated. They pulled him apart. Wow. And now they say, oh, yeah, there's 18 people in the operation. So they just decided, these 18 guys, oh, you're coming into the Turkish embassy. We're gonna hack you up. I don't think so. So they're freezing visas for 21 Saudi nationals. Three of the people belong to Saudi Arabia's intelligence service, royal court, and government ministry. I guess they'll fall on the sword, I suppose, is what I'm thinking. Oof. It's not even a good cover-up. It's a lame cover-up. Just a terrible thing that happened to him. Well, I mean, to happen to his family. And the explanation. So, Salah Khashoggi, the eldest son of the Post columnist that Saudis admit was killed in a premeditated murder, executed by a squad of men with close ties to the crown prince, he's here. How does that happen? Disappears inside the consulate in Istanbul. Give me a break. The CIA director traveled to Turkey on Tuesday to consult with the people there, brief the president on the Turkish investigation into the death, and then, you know, the CIA director, Gina Haspel, heard audio in Turkey's possession, that is, of his killing, and Pompeo attended the briefing at the White House, but didn't confirm whether he heard the audio or saw the video that they claimed that they possessed. So the kingdom doing their own investigation. I mean, it's craziness. It's craziness, and they're lying. Come on. It doesn't take a genius to follow the breadcrumbs and, you know, figure that out. This one is from Alex. Hi, Kate. I don't know if you're a big fan of Starbucks. I don't know why, but my kids are, and I guess, isn't that funny? Kids get you sucked into Starbucks, and then you spend all this money. That's like the treat they want. Take us to Starbucks. I guess it's like how pizza used to be for some of us. I don't know. So they've come up with a new drink. It's a Halloween drink. It's called the Witch's Brew Frappuccino, and it is got all kinds of crazy things in it. My daughter had it. I thought you'd find it interesting. Orange cream frappuccino, bat warts with chia seeds, vanilla whipped cream is also thrown in this. It's a blended drink, and it's purple blend, but it tastes like that orange cream frappuccino. And they say they picked that because they wanted a flavor that you could enjoy for Halloween, so the orangey flavor was it. You know, I actually have seen it. It does look like Halloween. I mean, the purpley thing and then the whipped cream. So it looks like you are drinking kind of a witch's brew. I have no idea if it's any good. I have no idea. It's clever. I mean, listen, Starbucks knows how to market like the younger people. All right, one last one. This one is from Charlie. Kate, I know you like the national parks. You've talked about wanting to go to Yosemite. Did you see that more people died at that famous point? I wonder if they were taking selfies again. I don't know. They're investigating it. I did see that. They're trying to recover the bodies of a man and a woman. It's a popular overlook. And they say people or hikers sometimes fall, or sometimes people taking selfies. Wow. Man cave now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and
it's time to invade the man cave.
It is. Bravo. He's so good. We are in the man cave. I like it. A big thumbs up. So the man cave is our break from, well, I guess it's not a break because we still argue in the man cave. Oh, well, that's life these days, right? We argue who's the best team, who has the best quarterback. Do we even care about fantasy football? Do you play fantasy football or do you just like to watch a little baseball? Is it a break from all the insanity that we're dealing with, that buzz in the backyard that I talk about? It is. It is a little break, okay? I'm going to say it's a little break. So let me give you a couple of quick ones. First of all, NFL news. We know we do Nail the Score. Nail the Score next week, Wednesday into Thursday. Big, giant reminder. Wednesday into Thursday for Nail the Score. The Texans beat the Dolphins. What was the final score in that? 42-23 to start off the week, week 8 in the NFL. And if you look at that score, you look at a couple of things. Lamar Miller had 133 yards and a touchdown on the ground. That's a hint for fantasy people. How about Deshaun Watson? 31 points fantasy-wise. I know, that's annoying, isn't it? But what's really wild is how many games in a row. So Deshaun Watson, he had a great line, 16 of 20, 239 yards, 5 touchdowns, new INTs. And if you look at what Houston has done, quietly amassing, or maybe not as quietly, a lot of wins. So, you know, it's funny. They lose their first three games. Panic sets in that, oh, this is going to be just a terrible team. How could this be? Now they're first in the AFC South. So they lose to the Patriots in a close one. They lose to the Titans in a close one. They lose to the Giants in a close one. Then they beat the Colts. They beat the Cowboys. They beat the Bills. They beat the Jags. They beat the Dolphins. So 5 touchdowns for Deshaun Watson. It reminds me of when he played at Clemson. He had it in him, and it's showing. Because now it's the Broncos next, then the Redskins, 2 road games, and all the way down the rest of the schedule. But picking up the 5 spots big in the AFC South, because Tennessee is 3-4, Jacksonville the same, Indy is horrific, they're 2-5. So they've got the possibility of getting that South. It wouldn't be shocking to me. Do you think the Dodgers have a possibility of winning the series, being in the hole, Boston on fire? They're doing everything right, including defensive plays that will blow your mind. I mean, some of the defense from the Red Sox is phenomenal. It just is. It's that kind of old, I call it old-fashioned baseball. I don't know why I say that. But just where you saw this, it was more about, wow, did you see they didn't outfit? Oh, my gosh, that was going to be 3 runs. We're going to go home, driven home, whatever. But that's what we're seeing, a lot of leather. So the Red Sox have the edge. Makes you think, okay, well, they paid a lot of money for J.D. Martinez to be in their lineup, and he's living up to that. And then David Price, who'd been terrible in the postseason, pitcher for the Red Sox, is also earning his money because he pitched 6 really good innings in the second win of that series. And usually when you take the first couple, you have such a great percentage-wise, if we look at the statistics of winning the series. So the Dodgers are going to have to really pull it out if they're going to stay in this thing. You know, that's what they got to do. Because tick, tick, tick. Yeah, there is a clock on this. All right, so let me ask you all a question, because I know you're all listening intently with one eye open, wink, wink. Would you pay $19.99 to watch Tiger Woods play Phil Mickelson in a winner-take-all battle from Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas? Would you do that? I'm wondering what kind of money they'll get. The match is going to be played on the Friday of Thanksgiving weekend. And, again, the winner takes home $9 million. Now, during the match, Woods and Mickelson supposedly are going to make side challenges. Mickelson is known for his betting against each other, with their winnings being donated to the golfer's charity of choice. The fans won't be able to watch the matchup live in person. There's no on-site tickets sold. I mean, Shadow Creek is like the secret golf course. You got to know someone who knows someone who knows someone, unless you're super famous like these two, and then you can get on there. But although it's opened up a little bit. But anyway, yeah, they don't want a bunch of spectators trampling around. So the question, I get back to my initial question, is would you pay $20 to see that? You know, people pay for MMA. People pay for all kinds of things, pure boxing. Would you set down the dough for that? Well, if you're a huge, crazy golf fan and you like the one-on-one challenge, which I like the one-on-one challenge, maybe you would do it. And especially if it was one of those things where you had people coming over and you're watching it. But then, you know, I think about what are we watching on the Thursday, on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day, we're watching football. What are we watching Friday? Football. So, you know, there's things to compete against. There's a lot of things to compete against. And by the way, looking at Shadow Creek, it is an incredible golf course. If you have to ask how much it costs to play there, then you can't play there. So I'm going to say that, I don't know. I wonder how much money they're going to get in the pay-per-view. It sounds like, I think, honestly, if I polled this audience, you'd be like, next with the man cave. Let's talk about politics. Let's talk about business. Let's talk about the market. And in the man cave, by the way, you can talk about more than sports, because the man cave is just where you're hanging out. And a lot of it has to do with sports, but other things as well. I told the story about the two visitors that died at Yosemite. They fell from that overlook. And this whole thing of capturing these selfies, and I don't know that it was a selfie thing, but that seems to keep happening again and again. For goodness sake, man, go and buy the stick thing that you hold up, and if your hand wavers and somehow it slips, just let it fall. I mean, it's crazy. Who wants to plunge to their death to take a picture 7,500 feet? People in the man cave are talking about that. Guys are talking about it. They're talking about it in the she cave, as a matter of fact. Also, we're talking about the lottery and the fact that somebody won that ticket in South Carolina. One person. Oh, my gosh. That is a crazy, crazy amount of money. And you think, wow, what a game changer. Oh, I could do this for charity. I could do this. I could. And I've read such mixed bags. Like, some people really handle it well, help a lot of people. Their life, they have their head on straight, doesn't change, although they don't want for anything. And any kind of medical emergency, they can afford it. No worries about what kind of health care. Oh, got a problem? I'm going. Let's go to the Mayo Clinic. Let's do it. Let's get the MRI. Let's get our body scanned. Let's get it checked. But the people who don't have it together, I guess, and it's such a shocker, really struggle, because now all of a sudden they have this money. People are knocking on their door asking for money. Long-lost relatives are calling, and it can get really, really scary. Really, really scary. So if you didn't win the lottery, I guess, take solace in that, that you might have not handled it quite as well, even though you thought you could handle it if you won a ton of money. Crazy, huh? Who is that person? I know you can hear us wherever you are. Hello? Call us. I promise we won't reveal your identity. It's not Page Six, after all. It's a little show celebrating 10 years that could. Thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.